Good morning, good people. It is 18th July 2020. The readings are from Micah chapter 2 verses 1 to 5 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 12 verses 14 to 21. Ignoring, forgetting and inflicting pain to the poor are closely watched by God. The cry of the poor never goes unnoticed by God. When a community fails to protect the poor, it chooses to disconnect itself from God, depriving the poor of their land and a plate of food at the expense of our happiness is the intentional provoking of God's goodness. In the first reading, Prophet Micah points out greed and covetousness of those who stringe the livelihood of the poor. Quote, they covet fields and seize them, houses and they take them. They cheat an owner of his house, a man of his inheritance. Unquote. Micah chapter 2 verse 2. Coveting is a sin against 10th commandment of God. The prophet warns us that no one is going to get away by exploiting the poor, and eventually they must face God's justice. How do we treat the poor in our life? Do we still hold something that belongs to the hungry, the homeless, the immigrant, and the refugees? Grabbing, encroaching, and coveting the land of the marginalized, the poor, and the voiceless are seen around the world even today. God always wants the kingdom of justice and peace to all people on earth. God cannot be silent when families are deprived of their right to live in a land that they have inherited. To God belongs the land, and God is the right owner, not those who have the power and position in our communities. A responsorial psalm reminds us, quote, do not forget the poor, O Lord, unquote. Psalm 10 verse 12. As Jesus became popular in the hearts of the ordinary people, he became a challenge and prickly pain in the lives of the Pharisees who were not ready and prepared to receive his mission. The passage from the prophet Isaiah presents him as the humble and suffering servant of God who leads many to God even when they fail to recognize his good works to the people. It concurs with the passages found in the other places. Quote, here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, the favorite of my soul. I will endow him with my spirit, and he will proclaim the true faith to the nations. Unquote. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1 to 4. And again he said, this is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3 verse 16. To be tolerant does not mean compromising. Rather, being patient and willing to give space and time for others to change. Quote, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Unquote. Romans chapter 12 verse 21. There is no need to prove anyone how evil we could become. Moving away without much publicity from the scene of disagreements and controversies is a matter of prudence, not an act of weakness. We too need to learn from Jesus not to spend our time, effort, and energy in confronting, bullying, and fighting with those who do not agree and accept us. When God makes us weak and broken, it is truly a God-given moment of grace to think of those who go through the same. Our voice needs to be for the voiceless always. May the Lord help us to be generous in spreading the goodness of the Lord, even when there is resistance around. Have a lovely day. God bless you.